Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Psych the Movie, actor Dulé Hill. How are you, man?
What's happening, man? All is well.
Good to see you. Timeless. Look at you, not aging at all.
You see what I'm saying? It's them Jamaican jeans, man.
That's
Jamaican
it.
Jeans.
So last night, I took my son to WWE. Raw. Oh,
okay.
Right, here at Staples Center. Mm-hmm. And in between the matches, they were giving your movie a lot of love.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah, they were showing a lot of the clips right there. I was like, oh, okay, so nice to have you here.
Yeah, we know we got some of the WWE stars, superstars joining us in the Psych movie.
Oh, are they actually?
Yeah, we have Charlotte Flair.
Okay.
She's one of our villains in the piece. And then near the end of the movie, John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was part of Psych fam anyway. He played Ewan O'Hara, who's Maggie Lawson's brother. In the piece.
Yeah, man.
So he showed back up.
He's blown up, too. Yeah, that's cool to see. Yeah, the whole Psych gang is back together. And had this been in the works, or did they have to pitch and convince everyone to get back together?
Well, from the beginning, when the show was announced that it was going to be the last season, Chris McCumber, who's the president of USA Network, he said he's sure that this is not the last we'll see of Sean and Gus.
Okay.
And, of course, the fans latched on to that. You know, and from the beginning, they had the different Psych handles of Psych the Movie and wanting Psych to come back and do something else.
Yeah.
And then eventually the time just worked out where I'm pretty sure Steve has been had the idea in his head, but Steve had a great idea and all of our schedules could work out for us to do it. So when he said, let's make it happen, we all jumped at it and said, why not?
And what's the plot? What's the premise of the movie?
You know, it's just good old Psych. It's good old Psych. I mean,
but does it take pick up where we left off, or just?
No, it takes place in real time.
So okay.
Three and a half years have gone by, whatever the exact time is.
Right.
And then we're now in San Francisco. Juliet is working up there.
Okay.
Chief Vic is working up there. Sean and Gus have opened up the Psych branch out there. And then somebody comes and is looking to seek revenge on one of our own.
Ooh.
So they're picking off different members of the Santa Barbara Police Department.
Yeah.
And then, not the Santa Barbara, the Psych, people who are involved with the Santa Barbara and the San Francisco Police Department. And then we figure out that they're coming after one of our own. So then the band has to get back together to track him down and get rid of him.
And when you do something
Old vendettas.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And when you do something like this, it's sort of like after you spend so much time with people, you pick up right where you left off, right? Now, you didn't miss a beat.
No, I mean, one of the first scenes that we filmed was Sean and I, who played by James Roday, going into the observatory where I get to meet my love interest for the first time, who's played by my lovely fiance, Jasmine Simon.
Your real life fiance.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Nice.
But it was Roday and I doing our scene, and we got right back into it. I mean, you play the character for so long, 8 years we did it. So you're talking the amount of time you spend in high school and in college.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah. Good for you, man. Yeah. What a run.
It was a lot of fun.
And how was it working with your fiance? How'd you like mixing
business
and pleasure?
Well, you know, I met Jasmine Simon on Ballers. That's where I met her. But so we've been on the same show before, but
right.
We didn't really have a chance to really work together. This is the first time we actually got a chance to play with each other on camera.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot of fun because even at home, she cracks me up every day, all day. We crack each other up, but really she cracks me up.
That's a great trait right there.
Oh, yeah.
See, a woman that can make a guy laugh, then that's because usually I'm feeling like Chris Rock in the relationship. So
oh, really?
My wife. Yeah, so now it's like, oh, okay.
Okay, yeah,
oh, was that funny to you, Blair?
Yeah, yeah.
You failed to find the humor in my Nichols over here? Shoot. But that's what makes it very attractive. Right? That's an attractive quality. Good
yeah,
for you.
She brought it. I mean, when they were talking about Gus having a love interest, and really, it's Gus getting Gus. It's like everything that Gus did over the years that he never really worked on people and he couldn't understand why is now happening to him. And he doesn't like that. He doesn't like it at first.
Yeah.
But when he talked about somebody like Gus getting Gus, I just knew that Jasmine would be perfect for it.
Like, and keep it in the family.
Yeah, she came and she knocked it out.
There you go. I'm all about keeping it in the family. Nice. You think there could be possibly more psych movies in the future?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, as long as the psych fans want it, as long as the psychos want it, I mean, we're ready to do some more. Steve has many more ideas to go. We really do love spending time with each other and playing these characters. And we love writing, filming these love letters to our fans. We have the best fans in the world.
Well, you're like a good luck charm because you've had some nice runs on some shows that you've been very fortunate to work on. And obviously, reboots are really big right now. What do you think about the potential revisiting West Wing?
I think it's a great idea. Years ago, I said, I think that the seven seasons were there. It's been tied up. It should just leave it as is. But as time has gone on, especially with the climate that we're in now, I'm really intrigued to see what Aaron Sorkin would have to say. I think he is one of the most prolific writers we have out there, one of the great minds we have, in this business. And I think he would have something profound to say.
Yeah, if you're clever about it, why not? I mean, Fuller House happens to be like one of the top shows on Netflix, and West Wing's working. Mm-hmm. Pardon me. Damn it. The one with Deborah Messing. What the hell is
Will, Will and Grace.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I knew it was a W. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And Will and Grace is working, so you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Like that. Yeah.
I mean, I think, who knows? I mean, I would leave that to people who are way smarter than me, like someone like Aaron Sorkin. But I think like a limited series would be very interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, just come in,
yeah.
Say what we got to say, and then
bounce.
Keep it moving.
Yeah.
And the other day he talked about having Sterling K. Brown as, as the president. I think that would be great because Sterling is a phenomenal actor. I'm a huge fan of the work he does.
Yeah.
So any chance that to get some new people coming in like Sterling, along with Allison and Brad and Richard Schiff, it would be a joy to do.
And Aaron's directing now.
He is, Molly's Game coming out. Yeah. I'm excited about it, man. The West Wingers are doing it. We got Molly's Game coming out. Allison Janney has I, Tanya.
Right.
And then we got Psych the Movie. That's
there
how we
it
doing
is.
It.
Good for you, good for you guys.
Some comedy for that drama, you know what I'm saying?
You got a dance training background, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm a tap dancer.
So you're nice, man.
Yeah.
I did a little tap dancing myself.
All right, now.
Was that something that you just kind of fell in or mom got you in as a kid? Or
I was tap dancing. I really went to dance school because my mom was a ballet teacher at the school in East Orange, New Jersey.
Your mom was, okay, so did you grow up doing ballet as well?
I did ballet, tap, and jazz.
Nice.
I really started to become attracted to tap. Yeah. My brother and my cousins were going to the dance school. It was a dance school called Marie Wilde School of Dance in East Orange, New Jersey. Who else went there?
Who?
Lauryn Hill.
Oh.
Look at that. You see what I'm saying?
I love Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, so, wow, what a trip.
Yeah, that's how I first know Lauryn was from back in dance school, back in the day.
Wow.
But I was going there just to be around the family. And then a show called The Tap Dance Kid called Looking for Kids Who Can Sing and Dance. I auditioned, and the next thing I know, I'm 10 years old, and I'm studying Savion Glover on Broadway.
Look at that.
And then about a few months later, I did the national tour for a year with Harold Nicholas of the Nicholas Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, good, man. You've been busy for a minute, then.
Yeah,
that's
what got me into the business, and that's how I've been blessed to be in it ever since.
Yeah, well, my mom wasn't a ballet teacher, but she was the reason I kind of fell into everything, too, is I, too, was doing jazz, tap, and ballet and the whole deal
as a
little kid. Kind of keep me busy and out of trouble. She put me in everything, but I like that, man. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, what about a musical, then, or even Dancing with the Stars you'd kill?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'd do Dancing with the Stars. You know what I mean? Who knows? You know what I mean? You never say never.
Never say never.
Yeah, but I did. I do musicals all the time. I did a few years ago. I did After Midnight on Broadway.
Yeah, okay, right.
I did Bring the Noise, Bring the Funk back in the '90s. I just finished doing a musical the other day out in at the People's Light in Malvern, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia.
Awesome that you
came
up with it.
Nat King Cole.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's called Lights Out, Nat King Cole. And hopefully I think we'll get a chance to do it here in L.A. next year. So.
Oh, I'd love to check that. Oh, good for you. Right on, man. That's awesome. What about Christmas? What are the plans?
Actually, we're going to South Africa.
Oh.
Yes, it's been a busy year, a blessed year, a very thankful year.
So a little vacation.
Yes, we are, you know, we're just going to go as a family, and we're going to head on out there, do a safari, go to Cape Town. I've never been to Cape Town, so we're going to go and spend some time out there and do the South Africa thing.
That's going to be cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot before we let you go. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
All right.
Favorite Christmas song?
Oh, a Christmas song. Nat King Cole.
Right?
That's easy.
Last show you binge watch?
Last show I binge watch, She's Gotta Have It. She's Gotta Have It. And actually, I'm watching this new one right now.
How was it, by the way? Did you like it?
Good. Good. I enjoyed it.
You didn't love it.
I didn't love it.
It
was good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The one that I really did like, though, was Dear White People. That's on Netflix. I really enjoyed that one.
Is that a series or a movie?
It was a movie that they turned into a series on Netflix.
Okay, I want to check that out, too.
And then I'm actually now binge-watching. I just started it today because Rodé texted me last night to watch it called American Vandal. It's on Netflix. It's really
stupid
and funny.
Man. Oh, is it about comedy?
Yes.
High school kid?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw the first episode. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I want to check it
And they take
out.
Themselves so seriously. It's like, yo, like, this is ridiculous. But it's funny, though.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, Halle Berry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, she's still looking good.
Halle Berry. I mean, if you know, Janet Jackson when she was on a different Strokes.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's adorable.
Mark Voorhees. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Okay. Well, you got good taste.
Yeah, as you see what I'm saying?
Mark Voorhees.
Yeah.
Nickname growing up?
Professor Boulderock.
Wait, what?
Professor Boulderock.
How did that come about?
I had a big ass head. You know what I mean? I had the same size head that I do now, but on a smaller body. So all my cousins used to call me Professor Boulderock.
That's elaborate.
Yeah.
All-time favorite Christmas gift.
Oh, you know what? There's another nickname too.
Okay.
Doodles. My mom and my aunt Winnie's always called me Doodles.
Doodles?
Yep. Yep. Don't ask me why, but that was the name. Doodles.
That's a mom name.
Yep. You know what I mean?
Name right there. Favorite Christmas gift all time.
Ooh, favorite Christmas gift all time. Ooh, that's a good one. Favorite Christmas gift all time. I don't know. I kind of go back to this guitar I got back when I was like a kid. I just remember I really wanted it. I just wanted this like string guitar. I just thought I was going to be like Eric Clapton or something like that.
You play?
No. But I did get it though.
Yeah,
I was
really
very excited about it.
That really panned out.
That came to my head. So that's what I'm going with.
All right. I feel you. Well, meanwhile, Psych the Movie premieres tomorrow on USA. And you can follow him on Twitter at Dule Hill. Thanks for stopping by, man.
My pleasure, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.